From North State Public Radio, I'm Jamie Jiang with your headlines for Tuesday, May 16th. Organizers of a petition to recall Shasta County District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry can begin gathering signatures today. Proponents have 120 days to gather signatures from 20% of registered voters in the district in order to put the recall effort on a ballot.
For District 1, the minimum number of signatures is 4,151.
That's Shasta County Clerk and Registrar of Voters Kathy Darling Allen. Cry was targeted for a recall by a group of citizens who criticized his involvement in the cancellation of the county's voting system contract earlier this year. Darling Allen says the group is likely aiming to gather the signatures in time to include the recall on a special election ballot in November. Currently, the county plans on hand tallying that election. Darling Allen says this has created some hurdles for her office.
We really don't have enough room within this building, within our current facility, to perform a hand count.
Recall proponents have until September 13th to gather the signatures. Supervisor Cry did not comment by deadline. Turning to state news, California lawmakers are debating extending a law to make it easier for more law enforcement officers and firefighters to receive workers' compensation for job-related PTSD. Stephanie O'Neill with KFF Health News has more.
First responders often witness traumatic events, including vehicle accidents, fires, and mass shootings. While there's growing awareness such events can trigger post-traumatic stress, there's no national consensus on which emergency personnel should be compensated and when. In 2019, Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation that, until 2025, presumes a diagnosis of PTSD in certain law enforcement officers and firefighters to be an occupational injury qualifying for workers' comp. This year, lawmakers are considering expanding the law to include additional law enforcement, state firefighters, and emergency communication employees, and extending it until 2032. Business groups and local governments that oppose the 2019 law warn expansion could increase abuse of California's workers' comp system. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
In more state legislative news, a bill in the state legislature would require California cities and counties to provide shelter specifically for homeless people. The number of shelters would be based on the most recent point in time count by the U.S. Census. Encinitas Democratic Senator Catherine Blakespear is the author of Senate Bill 7.
Right now, most cities in the state of California do not have any obligation to provide homeless-serving housing. It is entirely discretionary. I will continue to engage with the relevant parties to determine the source of funding for SB 7. Clearly articulating that cities are responsible for providing homeless-serving housing using state funds will bring us closer to ending the humanitarian crisis of homelessness.
Blakespear says her bill would establish the Homeless Housing Obligation Fund in the state treasury. Money from the fund would be awarded as grants to cities to fulfill housing obligations. Three popular campgrounds at California's Yosemite National Park temporarily closed starting yesterday because of a forecast of flooding as warming temperatures melt the Sierra Nevada's massive snowpack. Park officials said Sunday that the Lower and North Pines campgrounds and the housekeeping camp were shut over fears that waterways could overspill their banks. Spring weather is quickly melting huge amounts of snow that accumulated in the mountains from a series of epic winter storms. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And if you missed it, defensible space inspections are beginning to take place throughout the North State. This year, you'll be hearing from inspectors about the state's upcoming Zone Zero recommendations. You can hear that story in yesterday's headlines or at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.